Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, Dale?
What's going on, pal? How you doing?
Good. This has nothing to do with what you're talking about this morning, but a few weeks ago, you were going to go out with somebody that had a crush on you. Is that true?
He didn't do it. And there, what's your name?
That's my boy. That's my boy. I'm the one called you, told you don't do it.
He's had three women. I'm sorry. I should say I've had three women DM me and tell me what a crush they have on Dale. And I've told all of them, tell him. You got to shoot your shot, ladies. Don't be scared. But no, Dale's keeping it to himself.
Hey, Dale, you keep on rocking in years, buddy. Don't ruin it. Do not ruin it.
What's your name?
Ralph.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for checking in, man.
See ya, Ralph.
You see ya. Yeah, right.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fabulous. I was listening to you earlier, and I'm going to take Amy's advice. How would you like to go out for dinner?
Oh, yes! My! I'm so proud of you. What's your name?
This is Tamara.
Tamara, my girl. Yeah. Look at that. Oh, on a Friday.
Oh, Tamara. I don't know.
I know. It's scary, isn't it?
I like this. Tamara, let's get to know you a little bit. Where are you from?
Tobaccoville.
Tobaccoville. What are some, what are maybe three things you enjoy?
Do we really need to get into that on the radio?
Okay. All right.
See, you have to give her credit, though. Dale, you have no idea. As somebody who is single myself, I'm on Bumble sometimes. You know, you get messages. It's dudes don't ever do that. They do this. I literally just got a DM. Hey, I have a crush on you. Okay. What do you want me to do with that? So you have to appreciate the forwardness of Tamara. Right. And I find that women are like this now. They just, hey, listen, I'm interested in you. Do you want to go get coffee? Do you want to grab a drink? I think you should go for it. Maybe we just let Wolf Nation weigh in, though.
But what you're saying is you're finding a bunch of duds out there that don't even know how to communicate.
No,
don't have any cojones.
Yes, they do this like they dip their toe in it. I don't know if it's like they're scared of rejection or what it is, but I matched with some guy on Bumble. And last night I had put on my Snapchat, we were getting ready for the Wolf Den here.
Oh, this is a good one. Make sure you're paying attention. This is a good one. You may want to use this later.
With Rain Johnson. And I put a thing of my outfit on Snapchat. And he wrote, he's like, you are dang sexy.
Like, that's a good one. Dang sexy. Yeah.
But this is time and time again. I've had somebody, this was a few months ago, message me, hey, would you want to do dinner sometime? And I was like, sure. And then I said, sure, weekends are better for me. He goes, okay. And this is somebody that wasn't really like my, initially have gone for in the past. And then that's it. I don't hear from him. And then he messages me on Sunday. I'm like, how was your weekend? I was like, okay.
The weekend's gone now. Hey, what do you want to do? Are you texting friends?
Yeah.
Are you text pals?
I don't want to just message you the whole time. So you have to appreciate the forwardness of somebody being like, hey, I'm interested. It's not a thing.
Right.
It's not. I think you should do it.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Good morning.
Hey, I've got you a plan for you to meet Tamara.
You have a plan?
I have a plan.
Okay, what is it?
You should give her a ticket to Dixie Classic, and you should meet her on the porch. That way you're out in public, you're not tied down really, but you get to meet her, kind of get a feel for the vibe there, or lack of, whichever way it goes.
On the porch of our country, on our country roads, yes. RV.
Yes, you should meet her, give her a ticket, at least be that nice. I mean, they're $10.
I like that. What's your name?
I'm Sylvia.
Sylvia, that is a great suggestion. Dale, I think Sylvia's onto something.
I think it would be comfortable for everybody. You guys can pick at him later. You can pick at her. She sounds like the type that can take a little picking now and again.
All right.
Go for it. Give her a ticket.
Sylvia.
On Tuesday. Let her listen to the concert.
Sylvia, I think that's a great idea. Thank you for checking in this morning.
You're welcome. Y'all have a good weekend.
Bye, Sylvia. All right.
What if we bring in country barbecue and we just do it here at the station?
Okay. We'll have to discuss this. You're trying to pin me to an answer right now, right here, with live microphones. I'm not ready to say yay or nay to this thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.